So far we've been talking about the brain and how it perceives things. Now let's talk about the human mind. I think it's important that I begin by mentioning the distinction between the human brain and the mind. The brain is the actual physical organ, and the mind is what allows consciousness and thought. According to Wikipedia, the definition of mind is the aspect of intellect and consciousness experienced as combinations of thought, perception, memory, emotion, will, and imagination, including all unconscious cognitive processes. The term is often used to refer, by implication, to the thought process of reason. Mind manifests itself subjectively as a stream of consciousness. The mind can be further broken down into three distinctive components, which are the conscious mind, subconscious, and superconscious. We'll discuss the first two brief now, and the third in a later chapter on brainwave states. When things are going great for you, and everything seems to be falling into place, that's when the conscious and subconscious minds are in alignment. When you're having difficulty attaining any goal, whether it be to quit smoking, pass a test, stop biting your nails, or even to eliminate depression, this is due to them being out of alignment. We'll delve more into this concept later on. Let's start with the conscious mind. The conscious mind is that small part of the mind that you're using right now, which is responsible for your busy thinking. It's being used when you're reading, writing, calculating, thinking, articulating, or doing almost anything in your active or alert mental state. The conscious mind is the part of your mind that makes all decisions. One of the main features of the conscious mind is that it's a creature of habit. It wants everything to remain the same, or what's known as status quo, and is extremely resistant to change. The reason why this is so important for you to understand this feature is that it will be something that you'll have to face and deal with repeatedly if you're determined to progress in any areas of life. Progress requires change. Stagnation requires being the same, which is exactly what the conscious mind is fighting you to do. It rebels against change, even if the change is helpful or increases health. That's why people have such a hard time to quit smoking or to keep going to the gym before it becomes a habit. It's good for you. You know you should be doing it. You want to do it, but it requires change. Therefore, you have resistance. It's important to realize that this concept of wanting to remain the same is an illusion and does not even exist. What I mean by that is, in life, nothing ever remains the same. Even if you sat still in your recliner all day long, trying as hard as you could to do nothing, change is still occurring. All around you, time is going on and things are progressing. So even if you do nothing personally, the fact that everything else is progressing is actually making you digress. And as you know, digression is becoming less, and therefore going in the opposite direction. It's not remaining the same. So the bottom line is that you only have two choices to make. Do you want to move forward, or do you want to move backwards? There's no such thing as remaining the same. So from this point forward, keep that in mind when you find your conscious mind whispering in your ear, trying to sabotage your progress. Realize where this resistance is coming from. Understand it and make a conscious decision to move forward. Let's talk about the subconscious mind for a moment. Two of the main purposes of the subconscious mind are, first, for storage of information, similar to the hard drive of a computer, and secondly, for maintenance of our bodies. The subconscious mind is continually working and has the ability to accomplish an unlimited number of tasks simultaneously. The subconscious mind is where all your learned programs from past experiences, memories, emotions, and desires are stored. Here's something interesting. It's important to understand that your memories are not absolute and they change according to your situation to better suit you. Remember, there's not a separate compartment in your brain that stores just memories. They are floating around in the same places as your hopes, your thoughts, and your desires. Knowing this helps you to understand how you can create new memories by using your imagination. A very important point here, the subconscious mind does not understand the difference between an actual or an imagined memory. So if you can imagine having done something on a repeated basis for approximately 30 days, that incident that you imagined will become a permanent memory in your subconscious mind, as if it really happened. This explains why there's so many people, some of them maybe you know, who are chronic liars who will eventually begin to believe their own lies as truth. This also explains how so many people have been wrongfully accused of committing crimes by eyewitnesses who've actually conditioned themselves to believe that the wrong person actually committed the crime. There's a number of ways this can happen, but realize that it is happening on a regular basis. The purpose of my telling you this is not to make you afraid on the witness stand, but it's to explain to you how conditioning your mind in accordance to your desires can propel you to attain them quickly and easily with this repetition process. After all, if you take a moment to think about it, the entire process of building faith or belief in anything is a result of repetitious propaganda, behavior, familiarization, or study. That is how any habit is built as well. Take a moment to think about the propaganda you've been conditioned with and accepted throughout your life through this repetition process. Think about the products that you maybe prefer and why you prefer them. Here's some examples. Do you prefer Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola? You have a preference through the repetition process. Mercedes-Benz or Toyota? Do you prefer the New England Patriots or the Dallas Cowboys? Democrat or Republican? Sci-fi or soap operas? Through doing something repeatedly throughout your life, might have even been initiated through something your parents or friends got you started with, but through repetition, you decided to make choices. Each choice that you made was a result of your past mental conditioning. This form of repetitive conditioning is also known as propaganda or brainwashing, as both use the exact same process. This conditioning may have come from your environment, your guardians, the media, or anything else that had repeated exposure over you. So you can see how you've been programmed throughout your entire life in much the same way as a computer's program. You were programmed by your guardians and your environment, whereas a computer is programmed by the programmer and the programs he has available. There's a lot more features of the subconscious mind that are important for you to understand, and we'll describe them in next week's lesson. Let's talk about the superconscious mind. This is basically where the influence of the mind extends beyond the individual and connects to the outside world. This is the part of the mind that is responsible for your intuition, or those really creative ideas that you just seem to pull out from nowhere. The superconscious actually extends into the universal thought. And again, we'll be discussing that more later in the chapter coming up on brainwave states. This is the end of this lesson. Be sure to take the time to complete your assignments. And have a great day.